Citizen Viserys, generally sponsored by the Miller family, memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lazer Ben, Lazer Ruvain Ben, Yitzchak HaLevi. We've been learning about Tachanun, the introduction to Tachanun, the origin of Tachanun, the purpose, the theme, the goal, the essence of Tachanun. We spend time talking about the posture of Tachanun, Nefilas Apayim, collapsing on our face, is the posture of submission, surrender, after standing tall and proud for the Amida, being Omid Lefnei HaMelech. We then fall back and retreat, recognizing our place. With humility, we fall. Question is how? That which we rest and recline, that which we fall, we mentioned the Aruch HaShulchan brings down in others, that originally Tachanun was said, person prostrated themselves on the ground entirely, arms and legs spread out. Later, we do it while sitting and simply leaning on our arm. The Magen Avraham we mentioned said that there needs to be a kisui, davar hachotzeitz, some interruption. If one leans their forehead directly on their arm, we're all part of one body, and therefore it's not like they're leaning at all. There needs to be a barrier or something in between. But which side do you lean on, your left arm or your right arm? That, the original source is unclear. So the Shulchan Aruch passes him in Kuf Lamed Aleph that we lean on the left arm. And the Ramah brings a Yesh Omrim that a person should read, lean on the right arm. The Mishnah Brura says, what's this machlokas? Mechaber Ramah, left arm or right arm? It doesn't make a difference if one is a lefty, meaning they're of right mind, like myself. So the Mishnah Brura says, Man desvir, thank you. Man desvir le asad smol, v'shem shematzinik sh'odam espal ha-shechinah mi'imino. We know that when a person davens, Hashem, kevi'achol, the Shekhinah is to our right. Hashem tzilcha al-yad, yiminecha. Hashem is our shadow, al-yad, he's next to us, al-yad. Which side, al-yad, yiminecha, he's on our right. So if a person were to lean to the left, they would be leaning away from Hashem. Hashem would be showing their back. Sometimes you're listening to a speaker or you're in a meeting, someone is behind you and you apologize. So sorry to show you my back. Maybe you could do that to human beings, so the Ribbono Shel Olam would be inappropriate. So if Hashem is on our right, Hashem tzilcha yad yiminecha, to lean on our left would be to be showing Hashem our back, and that's inappropriate, that's incorrect. Uman desvir le atzad yamin, and the one who says to lean on the right, Shashchina neged ha'adam, and it's a small hashchina keneged yimino. We're opposite Hashem, so His right is our left. So if we want to be leaning to His right, it means leaning to our left. The Ramah ends up paskening that it all depends based on the rivash and the rokeach. Keshacharis, when you're wearing tefillin, lean on the left because you're not wearing tefillin on that arm. Peshacharis keshishlo tefillin besmola. Sorry, shacharis when you're on the lefty. That's what I was thinking. Shacharis, when you have tefillin on your left arm, you lean to the right. And at mincha, or on a shacharis, for whatever reason, you weren't wearing tefillin, then you would lean to the left. So it all is a function. The Ramah ends up paskening. It's a function of whether you're wearing your tefillin or not wearing your tefillin, all based on this discussion and debate. Now, not everybody agreed to that practice. The Gra seems to comment that to always lean to the left, no matter what. In Maaser Rav Os Nun, the practice of the Vilna Gaon was to always lean on his left arm, even for Shacharis Tachanun, even when he had tefillin on that arm. In other words, to us, it's an anathema, the image that you're leaning on your tefillin, but if you think about it, there's supposed to be a barrier between your head and the skin. Why not the tefillin be it? So the Vilna Gaon and the Bi'ur HaGra also, and Aruch Chaim, it's mashma, it sounds that way. Chayadam also quotes this view, but says that in a place where people don't follow it, you shouldn't. Nevertheless, the Rav, Rav Soloveitchik, it makes sense. He was from the lineage of the Gra, or followed Mitalmidei HaGra. The Tachanun was on his left arm. Under all circumstances, the Rav leaned on his left, even when he was wearing tefillin. But that doesn't seem to be the Minhag HaOlam. Depends if you're lefty or righty, or whether you're wearing tefillin or not wearing tefillin. That will determine which way and which direction that we lean. When do we lean, though? So the Sefer Rokeach writes that we only do Nefilas Apayim, we only lean, whichever arm it is, when you're in the presence of a Sefer Torah. Question is, why? Where's the allusion or reference? Where's the hint to that? Tachanun we saw originated Shlomo HaMelech and Sefer Malachim, Daniel, Tachanunim after Tefillah, but it doesn't talk about leaning or leaning only when you're in front of the Aron Kodesh. So Rekeach points to a pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua that connects falling on one's face to the Aron of Hashem. But the Beis Yosef disagrees. Yosef Kahl, the Machaber, in his Beis Yosef, says, challenges the Rokeach, and he says, part of the original source of saying Tachlin is Moshe Rabbeinu. And when Moshe Rabbeinu introduced Tachlin in the Filas Apayim, there was no Sefer Torah yet. So clearly, having a Sefer Torah, being in the presence of a Sefer Torah, can't be a prerequisite for Nefilas Apayim. So, how do we paskin? Only when you're in the presence of a Sefer Torah? What if there's no Sefer Torah, but there are Sfarim? What if you're in the woman's section, which is a separate Rishus? Is that considered to be in the presence of the Aron Kodesh and the Sefer Torah, even though it's its own Rishus? People aren't often careful with this. You have an article on this, or you give a shir on this, both. But people don't realize that the woman's section, the Ezra's Nashim, technically, halachically, has the status of a separate Rishus. You can answer Dvarim Shebekdusha. Sometimes the men's section is so full, sometimes there's plenty of room, but somebody's sneaking in whenever they are, and they're therefore davening in the Ezra's Nashim. So you can answer Dvarim Shebekdusha in that separate Rishus, Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu, but if there are not nine other men davening with you there, you are not counted as Tefillah B'tzibur. That Shmona Esrei is as if you davened as a B'yechidus. It's not Tefillah B'tzibur. To daven Tefillah B'tzibur, you need a minion standing in the same Rishus. And all kinds of other shailas that arise about an Ezra's Nashim. We have a rule, Malam B'kodesh Ve'in Moridin. I'm going to avoid explaining that in this context, but that if men daven in a Ezra's Nashim, can it go back to being Ezra's Nashim? I'll let you figure that part out on your own. I don't want to lose 50% of the Siddur Snippets listeners. So, but one of the shailas that comes up with the Ezra's Nashim is, if it's a separate Rishus, do you do Nefilas Apayim there? Is that considered to be in front of the Sefer Torah? So for this and more, we'll pick up Emirat Hashem next time.